The investigators say that one of the data recorders pulled from the wreckage isn't working and is still too dangerous to retrieve the second recorder. The train's engineers told investigators all he remembers is waking up on the floor of the cab. The most significant hurricane in almost a decade is raging in the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center says because it's moving slowly, it'll dump massive amounts of rain wherever it goes.
Matthew's a slow mover, so it could produce 15 to 25 inches of rain, and believe it or not, with even isolated amounts, close to 40 inches, across southern Haiti and even portions of the Dominican Republic.
Get more news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
New York police have now released a video of a man who was seen with a woman found dead in a park 6 hours later. Here's Jennifer Bolzoni.
The NYPD says they want to talk with a man seen on surveillance to see if he knows anything about the death of 35-year-old Jennifer Cohen. The man was seen walking with her along 2nd Avenue around 3 in the morning last Thursday in Brooklyn. She was found dead in Owlhead Park in Brooklyn some 6 hours later with trauma to her head and face. Jennifer Bolzoni, New York.
Republican Vice Presidential candidate Mike Pence on the campaign trail ahead of Tuesday's debate. He spoke about the Obama administration paying money to Iran to release hostages, said it wouldn't happen under a Trump administration.
We won't be paying ransom to terrorists or terrorist-sponsoring states. They'll be paying a price. They'll be paying a price if they threaten the American people.
And the Supreme Court not going to reconsider President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The high court deadlocked in June and let a lower court order stand blocking the immigration move. USA Radio News.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Another police shooting in California leading to people asking questions why. Here's Jason Campidonia with the story.
Police say they were called to the intersection after getting reports of two men with guns. One witness describes what happened.
Like, they killed him in cold blood. I don't know what he did, but they could have tased him. There's a lot of things they could have did, but they didn't. They killed him. Oh, my God.
A handgun was found at the scene, and another man is in custody.
When they surrounded him, they didn't give him no orders. They didn't say nothing. They just shot him. And they kept shooting them.
The man who was killed is described as Hispanic between the ages of 18 and 22. No cops got hurt. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
A major police union has endorsed Donald Trump, the first time this union has endorsed anyone for president. Here's the story from correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Cleveland, Ohio Police Patrolmen's Association endorses Donald Trump for president, the first time it's ever endorsed a presidential hopeful.
And I really do believe, you know, what we have to say in this matters. And that's in the best interest, by the way, of all law-abiding citizens.
That's Union Chief Steve Loomis. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton picks up the endorsement of a popular figure in that key state as well, Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court declining to hear the appeal of former mob boss James Whitey Bulger for his 2013 conviction. Bulger's lawyers had appealed his life sentence because the judge prevented him from testifying that a deceased U.S. prosecutor gave him immunity for crimes in exchange for protection. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. The weather this afternoon is supposed to be isolated showers after 3 p.m. Well, that should be pretty close. It's 6 minutes after 3 now. Mostly cloudy with a high near 72, light northwest winds. Tonight, isolated showers before midnight, and after that, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 67. East winds 6 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. North winds around 8 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Sorry about that. I really can speak. With a low around 50. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. Welcome to the Hunterton Medical Center's Hour on the Hunterton County Chamber Radio. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us today Alice Quinn. Hello, Alice.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes, that's right. It is afternoon, isn't it? And Alice is the manager of the Hunterton Women's Imaging Center. And I have to ask, because I ask everybody, it's funny, I ask everybody how they got in this line of work, because I've had people tell me, oh, this and this happened when I was 10 and I always wanted to be, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've had others tell me, I was married, had a kid, had a mortgage, had a car payment, and I needed a job. I've been doing that for the last 18 years now, you know. So I was just curious, you know, because in fact I had the Huntington County prosecutor on, mm-hmm. Kearns, Mr. Kearns, and he was a social worker prior to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when I asked him about it, it was a social worker. Whoa, really? How'd you get into this? You know, so that's a switch. But so I asked people, so if you don't mind, how did you get into this line of work?
You know, when I was in, high school, my sister was going through nursing school, and, I, you know, would go visit her where she was, and there was a lot of energy, I found myself having a lot of energy and the curiosity of, you know, in the hospital scene. And imaging, really, I went into radiology because I really liked to know why. And I wanted to be like the Sherlock Holmes. I didn't want to be a nurse. But I was very intrigued as to, you know, illness and what caused illness and things like that.
Right.
So that was kind of the segue into imaging. And you know, I've done ultrasound for the last 36 years, but I was an X-ray technologist, a mammographer, and I mainly ended up concentrating in breast imaging in
you
the
know,
last few
it,
years.
It's amazing to me that I volunteer one day a week at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
On
we
a
love
Friday.
Our volunteers.
I'm sorry?
We love our volunteers.
Yeah. I'm there on a Friday from 8 to 12, right by admitting, that little podium there by admitting, and I greet people as they come in and such. I can't tell you how 90% of the people who ask me for things in the hospital ask me where radiology is.
Yeah, well, it's you where know, everything begins. You
and
know,
it
there.
Just seems like that,
yes,
you know?
It does.
And it's amazing that by taking a quote-unquote picture, that they can look and see so much. Whereas, you know, when you think back years ago.
I can tell you, I've been in imaging for almost 40 years now. And when it comes to radiology, ultrasound, CAT scan, MRI,
right.
all the different things that we do, it's incredible.
How
I
far it's
never
come.
Realized, I never thought that we'd be
right.
doing the things we do today
right.
back then when I
right.
first started.
Exactly.
It's just
you
crazy.
Know,
yeah.
It's... You know, it's just
and
too.
It's getting better
know.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah, it is. In a way, it's scary, but
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
for somebody like me who's not, you know, that knowledgeable about it, you know, it's just wow, really, you know.
Well, and that's the key, and that's you know brings us to the you know the earlier we find things, the better.
Right. Oh, that's true.
Absolutely. So the more technology that we have. Behind us helps us to, you know, early detection with everything is the key. So
yeah, and a lot of people don't want to be, you know, have that detection, you know.
Absolutely.
That's why they don't come, you know.
Yeah, but that's what saves lives.
It is, exactly. Yes. I mean, I agree with you.
Yes.
You know, and it's just amazing how they can do things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had this past Wednesday, I had went to the ear doctor. For a week or more, more like 2 weeks, when I would lay down at night on my left side, my ear would leak. Hmm. And it had this gucky stuff come out. You know, it was best to describe it. Never hurt. Didn't bother me at all. It just was there, you know, and it was like, ugh, really? During the day, I'd stand up. As soon as I stood up, it was no problem. It didn't leak out or anything. As soon as I laid down. Well, evidently, I had a fungus infection.
Wow.
And it was pretty severe. And, you know, the doctor blew it out with this thing they stick in your ear that, you know.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Oh, it was fun. And, you know, ironically, all the doctors I've ever been to or been, you know, in a couple, few times. I haven't been in a hospital that often, but a few times that
good
I was
for
in.
You.
They all told me I have a high tolerance for pain. Well, when he started blowing this thing out. Mm-hmm. I'm in this chair, and the next thing I know, I'm almost, you know, hitting my
white
head
knuckles,
on the ceiling,
yeah.
you know, and I'm going, oh, you know, and so today I had to go for a follow-up. So at 8 o'clock this morning, or 8:30 this morning, I was there, and he looked, he says, oh, he says, everything looks good. Oh, he says, you got one little spot there, he says, mm-hmm. it like, you know, something with the eardrops that I've been putting in, or I've been putting in, caused this thing to hey, oh, God, really? Mm. You know, but, you know, hey, it works. You know, it's clean,
right.
you know, so it's out now, you know. And, but, you know, I think a lot of people think about, you know, oh, what are they going to find? Oh, they're going to find this. Then I have to do this or this, or you know. So I think sometimes it's scary.
It is. And fear does keep people from coming to see us. And unfortunately, that's a sad thing because if it keeps people from coming in and finding out things
right.
early,
right.
It takes the chances away of really having a better outcome. So this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And,
oh, okay.
You know, the word we try to get out during October is early detection is what's saving, you know, women's lives. It's saving breasts. And so that it may be scary to come in and go through the testing, but it's less scary if we can detect things early because the treatment is so much easier.
Yeah.
You know, the technology we have at hand for us now helps us be able to see it so much earlier that it really, you know, sometimes takes the situation of radiation treatments, sometimes chemotherapy treatments, out of the picture when we find it that early. So that's why, you know, we really try to get the news out to people just come in for that screening test every year, once a year, once you hit age 40, and you know, keep the regimen up, because that's what
like I think
saves
I
lives.
Mentioned to you the previous hour show, Mrs. Cody was on, and she had, you know, breast cancer, and she had a double mastectomy, and you know it's like she's doing fine. She's
absolutely. And, it's a bump in the road, and it could be a pretty big bump.
Yeah,
for people.
It's terrible, you know. But when you stop and think about it, but what's the alternative?
Right, and the earlier we find things, the like I said, a lot of cases, you know, we're seeing people have small lumpectomies. They're keeping their breast. They've made such great breakthroughs with cosmetic surgery for it. And so, like I said, the earlier it is, the smaller the bump of the bump in the road is for most people.
And, you know, it's not only with breasts. It's like with anything.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I know somebody or know a couple people who died from prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had prostate cancer. They told me we caught it so early that, you know.
Right. Absolutely.
They didn't want to operate. They inserted the radiology seeds or radiation seeds. And, you know, it was like in and out. It was like same day surgery. Boom, boom. It was gone, you know.
Absolutely. Again, it's another disease that people should not be dying of. Because it's being caught early.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's like it's anything, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you have skin cancer. I go and, you know, because I've had that. So I go yearly and get a checkup, you know.
Absolutely.
And my wife has had it, so she goes yearly and gets a checkup. You know, so it's like, do you like to go? No. I mean, you know, I'm glad when he finds nothing, you know.
Right.
But,
absolutely.
You know,
correct.
It's but like anything else, mm-hmm. you know. But I know we've been talking why it's important, but why is it important to schedule mammography? How do you say that?
Mammography.
Okay.
Well, in most cases, people of general risk, I mean, people that don't have a high-risk situation, genetic risk, I should mm-hmm. say, with family history, usually start screening at age 40.
Okay.
And have an annual mammogram. And it is important because what happens is, you know, once you have your base, what they call a baseline, your very first one, every year that you come gets compared to that prior year.
Right.
And they look for changes in the breast. Now, as we age, especially since a lot of it is controlled by hormones and affected by hormones, as we get older, our breasts do change. And what the radiologist is looking for is to see that the changes they're seeing are normal changes.
Okay.
So when they see something that doesn't quite look right, they'll take extra pictures to see what might be going on. And sometimes those changes that they're seeing are the early signs of breast cancer. So annual screening is very important because if you can find it at the very, very earliest stages, it's most of the time a small area. It's contained. It's not something that spreads. They can do a small surgery. It might have chemotherapy and radiation involved, but the sooner we find it, the better. So, and often breast cancer is found when you're doing that screening long before anybody would have felt it, you know, on a breast exam.
Right.
And that's the important. That's the important thing, because if we're finding a lot of times, if we're finding them when we're feeling them, it's late. It's later.
Right.
It's later in the picture. So that's
you can
why
feel it already.
So,
then,
right,
yeah.
Right. Screening's very important.
Yeah, and you know, people from my limited understanding of this subject, women check themselves, but like you said, if they don't feel anything.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm fine. You know, everything's great.
Absolutely. You're not,
but that's not always the case,
no,
you know.
That's right. DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, is abnormal cells that are in the ducts of the breast, in the linings of the ducts of the breast.
Okay.
That's not a mass. That's not a tumor. The first signs of that are microcalcifications, very a certain type.
Mm-hmm.
And for unfortunately, you'd never know that unless you had a mammogram.
Right.
So that's why the radiologists, they're looking for these little signs, okay? And it doesn't mean every woman that gets that has a mammogram that they see calcifications. It does certainly does not mean that she has cancer, because
right.
we all get calcifications. But there's a small percentage that's a sign that is starting.
Right.
And it means you're catching that cancer before it goes into the breast tissue and at the cellular level. So it's just cancer cells at that point in time. So you can imagine that the treatment, if you catch it at that time, is going to be so successful, because you're catching it before it really hasn't
mm-hmm.
had the chance to start now, proliferating into a
right.
cancer.
And when they catch it like that, is there still, what is it, an operation or is it an
usually
injection?
What they call,
or?
Well, it depends on, you know, that they do hormone receptor tests to see if certain hormones would affect treating it. But in almost always, the woman would have at least what we call a lumpectomy, where they go in and they take that piece of tissue out of the breast,
okay.
and they make sure they have clean margins all around,
mm-hmm.
and usually there might be some either radiation or chemotherapy treatment along with it, but that's it.
Okay.
And now you've not only saved the woman's life, but you've also saved her
right.
breast.
Right, right. Now, Hunterton Women's Imaging
mm-hmm.
now has 3D mammography? How do you say that again?
Mammography.
Mammography.
Yes. 3D tomosynthesis mammography, and it's phenomenal.
Good. What is it?
Okay, I'll tell you. And it's you have a normal the normal mammogram is two views on each breast.
Mm-hmm.
Two different
right.
profiles. Okay. What the 3D does is it actually does almost like a CAT scan of the breast. It takes very little, the computer generates very little slices through the whole breast. So the radiologist, instead of only having only those two pictures of the breast to look at, he has all these slices that goes through the entire breast.
Okay.
And it's like a computerized image. So they're scanning through the breast. And when you say, why is that important? Especially in women that have what we call dense breasts, where the tissue is very, very dense and sometimes hard to see on mammography, by being able to separate those slices, they're separating the tissue and being able to see the tissue. Because in your breast, when they're looking at those pictures, all that tissue, you know, is in one picture. So
mm-hmm.
it's all overlapping. What the 3D does is just cuts it into slices. So they're seeing slices and slices throughout the whole breast. So millimeters apart. And so it separates those tissues by millimeters apart. So the radiologist has a lot more pictures to look at.
Right.
It's a little more taxing
right.
on them. But it also makes them a little bit more confident about what they're seeing, because they're able to separate that tissue out better. And what it does pick up is smaller cancers than we would normally see on regular mammography. And it also minimizes women having to come back for repeat views. Now, you might not understand that because you've never had a mammogram.
No, but yeah.
But women come in for what we call screening mammograms, and the radiologist will look at the four basic pictures, and they'll read them, but they're not reading them while the woman is there. They're reading them, they're batch reading them,
okay?
Because that's the most effective way. If they see changes, somebody like me, the navigator at the center, because I'm the manager and the navigator, we call the patient back and ask them to come back for these additional views. And that's when they do some cone down views and they try to separate the tissue better. So you can imagine if they do those 3D views and they have all those slices, it minimizes 35 to 40% of the repeat views. where women don't have to come back for those additional views because they can see the issue right up front. Most often, those women will get called back and they'll have an ultrasound to look at their breasts to see what that change was that the doctor was seeing.
Okay.
So it's an excellent tool, and it really gives a lot of clarity and resolution to the breast. So we're really hoping that it aids us in picking up things earlier and not having to call people back, which you can imagine most women are very high. They're very upset when they get that call that they need to come back.
Absolutely. Yeah. This may sound like a dumb question.
No dumb questions.
probably is. Pardon me, but can men get the same thing?
Absolutely.
In their
chest? Men, we don't screen men because get breast cancer, but men do get breast cancer. So we see a man probably once or twice a month, actually. Hmm. And it's usually when the patient himself or the patient's doctor feels something in their breast. And unfortunately, they do get breast cancer. So we do the mammography just like we do for the women.
Okay. That's interesting because I never realized that,
Yeah, absolutely. I just thought
it was a woman's thing and, mm-hmm.
No, it's more common than you think.
But then listening to you, I'm thinking, well, men have breasts, but they're not like women's breasts, but why can't they get cancer in them or whatever?
They do get breast cancer. The most common thing we see in men is what we call gynecomastia, and that's where they start to develop some breast tissue like women. And that usually ends up with men that have been on different types of medications for different illnesses and things like that. And that's usually what we end up seeing when somebody comes in and they kind of feel mm-hmm. something in their chest or they see their breasts get larger. And then they'll come in, they'll do a mammogram, and then they'll do a breast ultrasound. And they'll look with the sound and see if there's anything there.
Now, with the same physician who works on women would work on the men too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now,
just curious, because like I said, it's just, mm-hmm. maybe it wasn't such a dumb question.
No, it was not a dumb question.
You're listening to the Hunter and Medical Center show. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we have Alice Quinn, who is the manager of the Hunter and Women's Imaging Center in Flemington. And we will be right back. Stay with us. We have to take a quick break.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic orthodontic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambie's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and Alice Quinn is our guest, who's the manager of the Hunterdon Women's Imaging Center. And I have a question here that I don't know if we should discuss it or not, but it says, do you require scripts?
Yes.
What is a script?
Script is a doctor's order.
Okay. That's, why did they just say that?
Yeah. The reason there's a lot of confusion about that is that there is this New Jersey state law that says if a woman can go in and get a mammogram,
right,
a screening mammogram, even if she doesn't have a script. The caveat to that is the physician, a physician needs to receive the report of that mammogram.
Okay.
Okay. So you have to provide the patient's report has to go to somebody. So doctors, the reason we need a script is most doctors will not take that report on somebody's mammogram unless they've seen that patient.
That's true. That would make sense.
They don't want to take responsibility
for
a woman's
right.
mammogram. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, fine. If it's normal, it's great. But if there's a finding that needs to be taken care of, we need to know that there's a doctor that's going to take responsibility to get the patient taken care of.
Would that be like the general practitioner? Or?
That would be the doctor that orders the mammogram. And it would be, it's a patient's primary doctor.
Primary doctor.
Or their GYN, doctor. But it's very easy to get a script from their doctor, and it's important because then we know that that doctor is going to receive that report and take care of that patient. So we don't want them to fall through the cracks.
What is the procedure for someone if they call to make an appointment for a mammogram? Is that correct? So what is the procedure then? All right, they call. All right, they got come in on Monday at 4 o'clock or whatever.
Exactly. They call, make their appointment. The first thing our schedulers will ask them. And by the way, our mammography services are not at the hospital. They're at.
That was what I was going to ask you next.
Yes,
but that's okay. Go ahead.
We're at 121 Route 31, in Flemington, We're kind of right near Ferran Boulevard. A lot of people that have been in the area for a very long time call it the old bowling alley.
Okay.
But the entrance to our building is right on 31, right after the Chamois Shine.
Okay.
But you would make give a call, and the first thing the scheduler would ask you is if they have a script. And they would ask the patient, do you have any problems? Are you feeling anything, or are you just coming in for your screening mammogram? That's very important. We really need to know that up front, because
sure.
If we know you're having a problem, of course, we're going to direct things and focus things to the area that has the problem.
Right.
But say it's somebody that just needs a screening mammogram. They would ask them if they have a doctor's note or script, and then we would get you scheduled. Patient comes in, hands us their script, and, it's a very quick in and out. You know, screening mm-hmm. mammograms very quick. You're only in there for a few minutes. So usually we can have you scheduled within a couple of days of your phone call.
Okay. So then I guess the next thing is someone, obviously the radiologist or whoever,
mm-hmm.
reads that mammogram.
Exactly.
Now, does the 3D one we were talking about earlier, is that automatically done, or is that?
No, it's not. Okay. Actually, right now, your doctor has to order it to be 3D. That has a lot to do with insurances and things like that. I have a feeling that in a couple of years, everything will be 3D.
Okay.
I don't think there'll be such thing as a 2D mammography. All the technology is going that way. So it takes a little while, but yeah, your doctor would have to ask for a 3D mammography on the script. And I would encourage any woman that's having a mammogram to mention that to their doctor, that they would like to have the 3D mammography done.
Okay.
Most insurance companies are covering it, the additional cost, but even if they aren't, that it's not an exorbitant fee. It's like a $60, $80 extra fee. Most screening mammograms are covered completely by an insurance
mm-hmm.
company.
Right.
But the outlay for most patients that if their insurance didn't cover it would be that much. And it's really not a large fee at all. The hospital, as a courtesy to patients, will often not hold them responsible for that cost either if their insurance doesn't cover it.
Okay.
That's how much they believe in the technology.
Right, right. So then the next step would be they read it and they find out if there's something there or not there. So if it's not there, they call them, everything's good news.
Yeah, they get
blah,
a report
blah, blah,
from
blah,
their
nothing,
doctor,
right.
Everything is good.
All right. Now, if there's something detected there.
What happens next is I usually give them a call and tell them the doctor would like them to come back, have these additional pictures taken. Our schedulers will work with them to have them come back to have those specific pictures taken. And then once they read those, majority of the time, it turns out that they're not seeing anything. It's not unusual. They just needed to take, either magnify the pictures or take a different profile or a different look. And they find that the tissue is normal.
Okay.
But if they don't and they feel that there's something that has to be taken care of, the radiologist will then sit down with the patient and explain to them that they feel that something else needs to be done. And that's when I come into the picture, because I'm the patient care navigator. It's a unique practice that we have at Hunterdon Medical Center. We believe in a full circle of care, so we don't like to see anybody fall through the cracks. So I will sit down with the patient, and I will help them get arrangements to go see a breast specialist, that being a breast surgeon. Not that the patient needs surgery, but that's the clinical expert that needs to be brought into the picture at that time. And usually warrants a biopsy. And there's different types of biopsies that can be done. And that's why we send people to the breast surgeon. They're the ones that will say, this is the way I think we should approach this to find out what's going on. And I, as a navigator, will help them get that appointment, get their imaging over to the surgeon, get the reports over to the surgeon. And we kind of stay with the patient through the whole thing. We make sure that they know that if they have any questions or anything gets in their way of getting all their testing done, we're there to take care of the situation.
Now, you said there's different types of biopsies.
Yeah, it used to be you would have to go to surgery to have something biopsied, and that's not true anymore. It's totally outpatient. Sometimes biopsies are done under ultrasound, and it's just a needle biopsy. The patient can drive themselves there. They can drive themselves home. They're not under anesthesia. Uh-huh. It's not a painful procedure. There's also what we call stereotactic biopsy. When we're trying to look at calcifications and they want to know if those calcifications are cancer, they do what they call a stereotactic biopsy. And that's done with X-ray. And again, it's a drive to the doc, to the facility and back. No anesthesia involved. There's no surgery involved. Once they get the pathology, and if it's not benign, then I, as a navigator, help them get all set up with how we would go about taking care of the situation.
And that's the navigation services?
That's the navigation services. Actually, the navigation services start out with the abnormal mammogram. Okay. Once someone has an abnormal mammogram, we work with them throughout the whole process. Huntington Medical Center is a regional breast cancer center, okay? So we have all the services that women need for breast cancer, and that starts with those navigation services. We help them get to a surgeon. We help them get the biopsy. They get the results if it is cancer. We have a navigator that's up at the cancer center. We get them to the oncologist. We get them to all the different services that they need, and we see them throughout the whole process.
All right. How do they come up with a surgeon? Do you recommend?
We help them with that.
You recommend them?
We have two surgeon's offices that we have at Hunter Medical Center that we use, and we talk to the patient about both offices, and we help them pick which one was best suited for them, and they're never left alone. Somebody's working with them the whole step of the way.
Now, forgive me, but when you say you have two surgeon's offices and you help the client pick an office, what is one versus the other? I mean,
well, it just depends. One office has the Huntington Breast Surgery Center has two female surgeons, and that's all they do is breast surgery. The other office are generally our general surgeons up at the hospital who have been doing a lot of breast work forever there, because we didn't always have a breast specialist just breast work, and they do a phenomenal job as well. And a lot of patients might have been established with them before. They might have had them for gallbladder. They might have had them for other surgeries.
Gotcha.
And so we refer the patients to them as well. So it just depends on the patients. We like to have options for the patients. You know, it's nice to be able to give them some options.
Yeah, exactly. And you would think if they didn't have a history with a male surgeon, you know, it would seem like they would more go towards the female. I would just think.
Yeah, it does depend. Some people don't care, and especially if they've worked with the general surgeons up at Huntington Surgery, they like them. They've worked with them.
Right, sure.
And there are, we have plenty of patients that do prefer just to have a female.
It just brings something up to me. I had to go. My general practitioner told me I should go to get my prostate checked.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I called the office. They recommended this office, and I called them. They said, well, who do you want to see? I said, I don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, okay, you can come in such and such a time, you know, and Dr. So-and-so will see you. I said, okay, you know. So they go, and they put me in a gown, you know, the gowns, you know, everything. I'm sitting on the edge of the table there. And, you know, da-da-da-da, you know, and all of a sudden this very attractive woman walks in. And I'm thinking she's a nurse. You know what I'm saying? And she goes, "Hi, I'm Dr." And I got spellbound. You know?
Yeah, that could
but,
be.
But, you know, but I was going to her for quite a few years, you know, and even after she had moved to another county, and I was still going, you know.
Exactly.
Up until recently when it got to be too much to keep going back and forth, you know.
It's tough.
But, you know, it's just, it was just so funny, you know, because like I said, it was like, you know, mm-hmm. I was expecting a guy to come in, you know, not a girl, you
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
And she, hey, you know, but she did my, you know, helped with my prostate cancer. So, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's just, you know, kind of, you know, because I would think a woman would be more, you know, less, like you say, they have a history. With the males, that they would probably be more comfortable with a female if they had no history with the
right.
other doctors, you know. I assume you take hospitalization, insurance,
yes,
and all that.
The breast center is owned by the hospital. So we take, you know, I don't think there's many insurances that
they don't take
at all.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. They take Medicare and all that jazz. And
Absolutely.
Okay. Your office, you said, was on 121?
It's right on Route 31.
Just past the car wash, right?
Right, just okay. past the car wash. It's yeah. the driveway right after Ferran Boulevard.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. If someone wanted to schedule an appointment, how would they go about that?
Just make a phone call. Our number is 908-782-4700, and they can just go into option one. And that's our scheduling department. And our schedulers will help you get scheduled.
Why don't you give that number again?
908-782-4700.
Okay. Well, I can't thank you enough. We're just about out of time. If there's anything we didn't cover that you would like to bring up, you're more than welcome to.
No,
we have about 3-4 minutes, you know.
Everybody, just remember it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that, you know, if you haven't had your annual mammogram, to come see us.
That's true, because, you know, it's so sad to hear so much about breast cancer, and if you don't take care of it, you know,
early detection saves lives.
It does. And it's a shame to lose a life because you didn't just go get a, you know,
Absolutely.
An x-ray of your
People should not breast. Be dying of breast cancer
right.
anymore.
Right.
Not at all.
You know.
I also want to mention that the employees of HWIC put a basket together of goodies, and we're raffling it off at the end of the month of October. So if you would like to come and make your annual appointment during October, you'll get a raffle ticket, a free raffle ticket to win the basket. There's some homemade goodies in there. It's a very nice basket.
Well, that's great.
So we're excited about it.
And the phone number again for an appointment
is 908-782-4700.
Well, Alice, I thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And, you know, like I said, ladies out there, get an exam. It's
Absolutely.
Well worth it. It's, you know, it's just like your annual physical, you know, like, you know, go get it.
And every woman that comes in for a mammogram always gets a bouquet of flowers at our place.
Oh, all right. There
yes.
you go. That's
there you
even
go. So
that's
even
good
more
too.
Of a reason to have
yeah. that and a raffle ticket. All right. Well, stay healthy, and if you need an appointment, if it's your time to get your breast examined, do so. Call that number, 908-782-4700. Stay healthy. We'll see you again next week. Same time, same station.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterton Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's shocking that in a post 9/11 world, a time when terror threats are on the rise, creating a shell company and then collecting radioactive materials is made easier through the government's own policies and procedures.
That's New York Senator Chuck Schumer talking about the results of a government investigation that showed people could set up shell companies to obtain nuclear material that could be used to create a dirty bomb. Schumer's calling for tougher legislation to close loopholes that allow that to happen. The investigation into a train crash in Hoboken, New Jersey, set back by equipment failure. Here's a spokeswoman for the NTSB.
Our recorder's experts worked with the experts from the manufacturers to access data from the recovered locomotive event recorder. Unfortunately, the event recorder was not functioning during this trip.
An excessive force lawsuit brought against police in Ferguson, Missouri, has been dismissed by a federal judge. USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Hurricane Matthew bearing down on the Caribbean and moving very, very slowly, leaving large amounts of rain over any land that it passes. Here's a spokesman for the National Hurricane Center describing the path of the storm.
That should take Matthew basically very close to Jamaica and Haiti late in the day Monday and Monday night. And probably going to be of similar intensity, a major hurricane category 3 or 4 in strength by the time it reaches those islands.
The U.S. Supreme Court will now reconsider President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The high court deadlocked in June and let a lower court order stand. The lower court blocked the president's actions that would allow illegal immigrants to remain in the U.S. The Supreme Court's been confronting an ideological 4-4 split since the death of Antonin Scalia last February. And reality star Kim Kardashian back in the U.S. after talking to French police about being robbed at gunpoint. Two men dressed as police officers stormed into her room, tied her up in the bathroom, and then stole millions of dollars of jewelry. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
There is a huge epidemic that may be sweeping the nation. Many Americans don't know and they may be affected by it. This parasite is something that may be lurking in our food supply, and the big food distributors don't want you to know about it. Do you often feel tired, fatigued, constipated, bloated, or ever have trouble sleeping? All of these are symptoms of the parasite that might be inside you right now. This is an urgent warning that is not being reported by most of the mainstream media. The website to learn more is gutkiller4.com.
Commuters in Hoboken are not happy about the disruptions to their daily routine caused by the train accident. Here's more on the story from Scott Pringle at Hoboken's bus station.
New Jersey Transit train tickets are being cross-honored for ferry, path, and buses. It's causing lots of folks to do lots of shuffling, and some have doubled the commute time to work now.
Now I got to switch over from one train to another train because you can't come in to Hoboken on a Hoboken train or switch trains, get off at Liberty Park. It's just real crazy since this happened.
You never know when you'll be able to get to work now because there's no set timetable.
And one guy told me he didn't have time to talk because he was racing to catch the ferry after getting off a bus here at the Hoboken bus terminal. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
A group of